listening to Awaken to Deliver, an Awakened Ministries podcast created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish reminds us that gentleness is not weakness. It's strength under control, empowered by the Spirit to bring life, healing, and transformation. Our key verse for today is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This week, we have been unfolding the beauty and power of gentleness. We've seen it in God, in Jesus, and how we're called to treat others. But today, we need to confront a misunderstanding that's been around for far too long. Gentleness is not weakness. In fact, it's one of the greatest strengths that you can ever walk in. Our key verse today is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4, and it says, "A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit." A soothing tongue, gentle speech, it doesn't just avoid harm. It brings life. It nurtures, strengthens, and restores. The world tells us that strength is loud and aggressive, forceful, that power is about dominating, about winning arguments, about always getting the last word. But the Bible flips that idea on its head. True strength is revealed in restraint, in mercy, in the ability to bring healing instead of destruction. Think about a wild horse. Untamed, it's powerful, but dangerous. But under the right hands of a wise trainer, that strength isn't destroyed, it's harnessed, it's focused. It becomes even more powerful because it's directed with wisdom and purpose. That's what gentleness is. It's strength under control. It's power guided by love. Jesus was the perfect picture of this. He had all the authority of heaven at his command. At any moment, he could have called down legions of angels to destroy his enemies. Yet he chose gentleness. He chose to ride into Jerusalem not on a war horse, but on a donkey. He chose to stand silent before Pilate. He chose to stretch out his hands on the cross instead of striking back. His strength wasn't diminished by his gentleness. It was magnified. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3 prophesied about Jesus. It says, "A bent reed he will not break off, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish." In other words, Jesus would be so gentle that even the weakest, most fragile soul would not be crushed by him. Now that is real strength. In the same way, we are called to walk in that kind of gentleness. It doesn't mean that we're pushovers. It doesn't mean that we avoid truth or confrontation. It means that we carry ourselves with a spirit-empowered strength that is calm, controlled, and rooted in love. Gentleness is what allows you to correct someone without humiliating them. It's what enables you to speak hard truths in a way that builds up instead of tearing down. It's what lets you stand firm in your convictions without becoming harsh or cruel. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 25, "The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, skillful in teaching, patient when wronged, with gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition." Notice the pairing. Gentleness and correction go together. Gentleness doesn't mean ignoring sin. It means addressing it with a heart that desires restoration, not destruction. This kind of gentleness isn't something that we can manufacture on our own. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's born out of intimacy with Jesus. As we spend time in His presence, As we allow His word to shape us, gentleness becomes our natural posture because we are becoming more like Him. There's a deep freedom that comes when we walk in gentleness. You're no longer ruled by your emotions. You're not a slave to anger or offense or pride. You don't have to prove yourself with force or volume. You can stand firm without raising your voice. You can love boldly without compromising truth. And you can endure insults, betrayals, and misunderstandings without letting them corrupt your spirit. That's strength. And the world is desperate for it. Think about the power of a gentle response. When someone expects anger and they're met with grace, it disarms them. It confuses the enemy. It opens hearts. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15 says, "Through patience, a ruler may be persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks bone." Gentleness can break through barriers that force and anger never could. It's easy to fight back. It's easy to lash out. It's easy to justify harshness, especially when you have been wronged. But it takes supernatural strength to remain gentle under pressure. It takes a spirit of God living inside of you to respond with love when everything in your flesh wants to react with anger. And the impact of that kind of gentleness is eternal. It creates space for healing. It models Christ to a watching world. It plants seeds of restoration that God can water and grow. Now, maybe today you're facing a situation where your instinct is to push back, to defend yourself, to speak harshly. Well, let me challenge you. What would it look like to meet that situation with gentleness instead? What would it look like to let the Holy Spirit control your responses? To use your strength, not to strike, but to heal. It doesn't mean that you let people walk all over you. It doesn't mean that you compromise truth. But it does mean that you choose the way of Christ, the way of controlled strength, rooted in love. And if you're struggling with this, you are not alone. I have been there too. We all have moments where our flesh wants to take over, where anger feels easier than grace. But that's where we lean into the Spirit. That's where we ask for His strength, His wisdom, His gentleness to fill us and guide us. Because at the end of the day, our goal isn't to win arguments. It's to win hearts. It's to reflect Jesus. It's to be a tree of life in a world that is full of crushed spirits. Today, ask the Lord to help you see strength the way that He does. Ask Him to clothe you with gentleness, to anchor you in His love, and to use your life as a testimony of strength under control. Tomorrow, we will bring everything together as we talk about how gentleness ties into our calling to live Spirit-empowered lives that point people straight to Jesus. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.